Now, because my previous two guests were rambling on there, we were talking about the council with Russell Quirk and with Paul Golder. My other guest was outside, and I was trying to wave as best as I could through the window, but I am joined in the studio by Sonia Cakebread, who's the programme manager from Zinc Arts. Thank Hello. You for waiting.
Hello, you're more than welcome. You amaze me. You're doing 1,000 jobs at once. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, I don't think anyone in the building would call me that, but thank you very much. I do feel a bit better. Come a little bit closer to the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. That's just a little bit.
A little bit more,
that's fine. So I was going to say to you, so sorry about that, you had to wait outside.
Perfect, it's a lovely view.
Yeah. You saw the back of the two heads of the people in the studio, that was about it. Not saying there's anything wrong with Russell and Paul, they're absolutely fine.
No, at all. So
great name, by the way, Cakebread. What a great
Thank
surname.
Thank you very much, I know, it's fantastic, isn't it?
I've not heard that surname. Wait, can I just ask, where's it from? Is it?
Well, apparently, I mean, I've had to start looking into this because everybody asked me, and I kind of go, oh, I don't know. But apparently it's French, and it's Cakebread.
Oh, right.
Bakers, yeah. Obviously, and so I don't know, it's really embarrassing.
I think it's a lovely name. Do you know what, when you think of it, and it just makes you kind of smile, because you do think about cake, and you think, I always think about eating cake. That's why I've got
it. Unfortunately, I'm blessed with the name of Cakebread, and I love cake and bread too much.
Well, that's a good thing.
I'm an Atkins diet nightmare.
I'm not very, I've got a friend at the moment who's doing sort of cutting out all carbs, and I just know.
I always think I'm going to do that. I think, so easy. A cut of bread, potatoes, pasta. It is the most impossible thing to do in the world.
Yeah, it is really difficult.
I'm doing smoothies at the moment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What, bread? Just bread smoothies. Take a little bit.
Smoothie on toast.
That sounds like my kind of thing. And now you are a programme manager for Zinc Arts. If people haven't heard of Zinc Arts, what services do they provide?
Okay, so Zinc Arts is an arts organisation. It's based in Ongar in Essex. But we provide activity and provision for the whole of the Eastern region. I mean, I'd even go as far as saying we're a national arts organisation. We receive funding from the Arts Council to work with artists and theatre companies from across the UK, as well as sort of, because we're a charity, we receive funding from lots of different organisations. So a lot of our work is local. We do look to provide services for Essex young people and adults. We work with everybody, but we do specialise and try to focus our work from our charity work, from our funding, to work with disadvantaged adults and young people. So that's working with adults and young people with disability, adults and young people from poorer locations, rural locations, looked after young people, young offenders. So we provide the arts, we use the arts as a way to work with people, as a hook back into education, employment, training. We provide work experience and volunteering opportunities, which we have lots of volunteering opportunities. So if you're interested, contact Zinc Arts. So it's not, oh, we're going to paint a picture and we're going to have a lovely time painting pictures. It all works towards something. It's stealth work. So we're using the arts, but we're looking at literacy and numeracy and building confidence and communication and team problem and team working and problem solving, all that kind of stuff that we need to get back into work, to get back into education. And because, you know, less and less of this is happening, there's less opportunities, free opportunities for people to kind of build their confidence. It doesn't just happen automatically, and unfortunately, you know, today is such a horrible climate that our confidence is diminished. So we need to build it so we can go and apply for jobs and go, you know, stay in school or look at college being a viable option. So that's what we do.
So you are very, very passionate. How did you become involved with them? What made you want to go and do this?
Well, I've been involved with a company for, I would say, 25 years. I look a lot older.
You said you were 14. Do you know how old you are? I thought, yeah, you said you were involved. You kind of got involved when you were 14. I thought, well, she only looks about 22.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
I'm not. It's nothing wrong with my eyes either. I'm fine.
I'm 38.
No, really?
Yeah, I am.
Blimey.
It's the Essex Air.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got involved in a company when I was about 13 as a participant, kind of, you know, going lots of different directions that I shouldn't have been going in. So I am a perfect case study of what the arts can do for you in terms of building your confidence, opening your horizons, job opportunities. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people go, oh, it's the arts. But it's not. It's nothing like that. You know, yesterday I was at a conference in London talking to 100 people about Zinc Arts and getting people sort of interested in the benefits so that we can help and play a part in our community and build that community, and that's what it's about.
When you what do the creative arts give to people, and what benefits have you seen from people that have come through Sync Arts?
The benefits that we see are it's really hard to talk about the benefits that we see, because I do talk about the benefits, and I think people must think I'm lying, really, because it's just like, it's wonder, it's a wonder. I mean, we work with all groups of people, and for instance, you know, so one of the examples I give you is we run a programme called Creative Plus, which is a weekly programme for individuals to come together as a group to use the arts with disabilities, that's learning disability or physical disability. And for instance, we've got one young woman who's in her second year now, and she has very limited voice. And she had a break over the summer, she had a couple of weeks break, she's been working with us doing drama and filmmaking, employability skills, and I think there's one more, but I can't remember what that is. And she was talking away. Mm. And, you know, the people that work with her and her family are just saying the change that it has in her to bring up her confidence and learn about who she is and want to share who she is immense. And that's what the arts does. It lets you kind of look at who you are. Who am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? In a safe space, you know, feel good about yourself. Have achievements that aren't about sort of GCSEs and tests and SATs and all this kind of stuff, which are really important, but you know, we still need to look at those soft skills to build us up who we are as people.
Yeah.
And those are just, that's just one example of many. I mean, we work with young people, local young people in the area. We had we worked with a young person from Shelley School in Ongar. And he was referred to us for the head teacher, and he was quite disruptive and not sort of taking part in class, and he came along to our Saturday club that we were running. So we'd do arts in the morning and then spend time with us and then watch a film in the afternoon in our cinema. And after sort of 6 months, the head teacher then reported back to us and said that they could see the benefits that coming along to this happened. I'm not going to say, oh, it's just the arts, it's just us that's doing it. But I think what happened was, because by the end, sort of after a year, he then started to help out. He wanted to, so he'd been a participant, and he did this quite quickly, and this doesn't normally happen that quickly, and people do, and I'll talk about this afterwards, people do come through the programme, but he wanted to then sort of have much more of a part in what we was doing and show other people that were coming in and sort of didn't have any confidence, and so I kind of work with them. So I mean, that just says millions on that one. But what Zinc Arts does is, and how we like to work is that you know, so that people come through us, they come in, exactly as you know, my example is that I started working with Zinc Arts, and now I'm part of a team that's running Zinc Arts. Mm. So those options are viable. I'm a positive role model for people. If I can do it, then you can do it. You know, I'm an Essex young woman. I've done this and I've done that, and there's things, you know, you don't want to talk about too much, but they haven't stopped me doing what I want to do. Mm. And so people normally come along as participants, and it always happens like this. People come as participants, they volunteer, and then we have opportunities for freelance workers, for you know, opportunities for working in the building, because there's so much that we do that people can get involved and build their CV.
Yeah,
and that's what's important.
And it's one of those things. If you've got the creative kind of that's within you, you find it sometimes quite hard to be on like a logical kind of job. You feel kind of trapped. And I know, because I'm creative, so I sing. So I find I do a mixture. So I do my radio and then I do an office job. So I kind of balance it out a little bit. Because I think if you've got that in you, you do have to balance it out. But you get so much more when you do music, art, because it just makes you feel, and especially if you're not academically, you know, maybe you're not academically brilliant, but you can draw amazingly, or you can sing, or you can play an instrument, or you love film. It gives you a focus of something different that you're good at. It's enjoyable.
It helps you perhaps to start looking at those logical things. If you feel good about yourself, and you feel confident about yourself, then you're more likely to start looking at other stuff instead of kind of going, oh, I can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we've just discovered that you're really good at this, or you're really good at that. But also, you know, art does bring in a lot of those literacy, numeracy and ICT skills, more than people think. You know, we do lyric writing, so we do spitting, so it's rapping, with kids. What we're doing is we're looking at nouns and prose, and, you know, we're thinking of words, and we're working on our writing and timing, and we're recording, we're starting to use digital equipment, and we're using computers. What else we're doing, basically, is we're doing a song.
Yeah.
But we're doing a song about ourselves and our experiences that we can share with others. other young people or other adults that we're working with.
And it makes it fun. So it makes it fun and you don't think you're learning, but definitely, you're enjoying yourself. Yeah.
I always feel a bit cheeky. I always feel a bit sneaky because everyone comes along and they go, oh, yeah. And then we get into it and so we do some animation. Blah, 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 blah. And I go, okay, so what have you done today? I go, oh, yeah, well, we made a film and we made an animation and, you know, I had fun. I made new friends and, you know, I feel really good. Yeah, but what else did we do today? Oh, that's it, isn't it? I go, no, what you did was you did a bit of this and you did a bit of that. And I go, oh. Oh, do you mean, like, oh, if I'd known that, I wouldn't have done this. So it's all about, it's creative learning. And, you know, we do provide an educational provision. We don't sell it at that, but that's what we do. We want to get, we don't want to just come along and be flash in the pan and do the arts for art's sake. And yeah, isn't it great and lovely? Because arts is great and lovely. But we want to provide, be providing an opportunity or an educational provision for people, no matter where they are.
Now, I was going to, you've got an open day coming up on the 13th of September. Tell us about that. And also tell us if there's people out there thinking, oh, I quite like the sound of it, I might want to get involved, or I know somebody that I think should get involved as a student, or they want to get involved as maybe sort of like helping out. So how can they get involved?
Well, this is the perfect opportunity for it, the open day, because we've had a little bit of a rest over the summer and we kind of thought, right, what can we do? We need to sort of get back into the community and, you know, the Epping Forest area and Essex and Brentwood and that. So we thought, right, let's do an open day. And it's a perfect opportunity. It's all free. You come along, there'll be different activities available. There'll be music sessions, graffiti sessions, drama. I say drama, but we're not going to get you up doing Shakespeare or anything like that. It'll just be, drama comes in many different ways. So you play games, you're doing drama, you get to use your voice, all that kind of stuff. Have fun, have fun. That's the best thing ever. There'll also be some art. You get a chance to do some canvases and things like that. But you also get to see our building, which I think is something that's really important for people to come and see what we've got in Essex.
Yeah.
Because as Ink Arts, we've just gone through a massive refurbishment. We had a dream a long time ago. A lot of our work was residential work, and as you know, we had funding cuts. Well, we didn't have funding cuts, but the council was having funding cuts, so a lot of the residential centres were shutting down, and places that we ended up going to were just not good enough. There was no safeguarding, there was, it was all a bit dirty and bunk beds and that kind of stuff. So the work, that residential work was so important to us, because, you know, you take people out of their everyday environments and you go somewhere nice and you do lots of nice activities, you just grow immensely. We're working 12-hour days, which people were just like, yeah, I can do this, this is great. Oh, God, it's finish time already. So these places were shutting down, and so we built our own.
Yeah.
We thought, right, blue sky thinking, and we got there, and we've got grants and loans, and, you know, and we got there. So it's an amazing building. We've got a state-of-the-art theatre, which is beautiful, which we have professional theatre companies come performing from across the country. We have music concerts in there. It also turns into a beautiful cinema, which you can hire, and which we do cinema events as well. We've got a residential space which sleeps up to 40 people, and it is better than a travel lodge or Premier Inn. Some travel lodges ain't that good, so I'll say Premier Inn.
Yeah.
And they're just amazing. It's high quality. You know, you give people respectful places and top quality. People feel good then, and then they treat you good. I mean, we've been open for 3 years nearly now. We've had no incidences of anyone kind of breaking anything or spraying anything. You know, so it really is working. We've got rooms for hire, that we have lots of local community. We've got Zumba, Pilates, we've got history, the Onga Wildlife Society. That's just a few, for example, that so that those people will be there. You can find out information about joining some of those groups if you want to. And just think, come along and think, well, actually, I'd like to hire a space, or I'd like to come along to some of the activities that Zinc Arts are running, or I'd like to get involved as a volunteer, or possibly even see if there's any paid employment out there.
Yep.
So it is just come and see what's happening. We've got an amazing cafe. So there'll be free tea and coffee all day. Plus, there'll be highly discounted cakes, I'm sure, I've been told. And the cakes are beautiful. They are really beautiful cakes. It's really hard not to eat them, but I do try my hardest. So you can come along and you can just come and dip in and dip out and have a little go. We can sit and have a cup of coffee and a chat and tea and a toasty or whatever. So it's going to be a lovely day, I hope. Hopefully.
And whereabouts is it? Whereabouts are you based?
So we are based in Ongar. We're on the high street. We're on the top of the high street. So just before you are going into the Ongar town, it's a big, massive old Victorian school that we've taken residence of. So as you come off of the roundabout, if you're coming from Brentwood, you'd be coming the other way. So you'd be going through the town, and we're just as you come at the 4-1 roundabout. So just look to your right if you're coming from Brentwood, or look to your left if you're coming from anywhere else.
And that's September the 13th, and what time are you open?
And it's starting at 10 o'clock. 10 and
o'clock.
We'll be going till about 4 o'clock. So you can stay all day, you can stay for an hour, you can stay for 5 minutes and sign, put your name down for a mailing list. So you can do anything. Like, you can find out about that, the other courses that we're running. So the Creative Plus programme that I was talking about, which is day provision for adults and young people with learning disabilities. And they're running courses like drama, filmmaking, employability, cooking, art. The list goes on. It's very, very exciting.
And what's the website?
The website is www.zincarts.org.uk.
And the Twitter?
Is...
Zincarts. Well, I was trying to catch you out and point at you, isn't it? What, come on, what is it? Well, thank you very much. That's Sonia Capebread.